Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, they spent a lot of time, Andrew, FaceTiming and Zooming with prospects who they really have no chance of getting. That's where the Falcons first came up on my radar as a team that could potentially move up, maybe closer to 10 or maybe even over the number 10 spot, and try to figure out where the Falcons could be looking. Pass rusher is a possible spot, but corner seems to be the biggest need. C.J. Henderson, an intriguing name to watch there for the Falcons.
That's NFL Network's Ian Rappaport yesterday talking about another Falcons draft day rumor, and the rumors are really circulating now and kind of all headed in the same direction, which is the Falcons are interested in moving up, which makes sense. If it is the defensive line that they're trying to address at number 16, or I guess the secondary, because the rumor really is becoming that C.J. Henderson and Okuda will both be gone in the top 10 as well, then it makes sense to move up. And Randy, when I look at it, there is one team specifically that makes the most sense if the Falcons are going to try to make a trade to get up into that range. And I know 10 and 11 and 12 have been talked about, but the Jaguars at 9, to me, seem like the most likely trade candidate. Because the Jaguars are a disaster. I mean, there's a pretty strong argument to be made that they're tanking for Trevor in 2020. Like, they're trying to sell us on the idea that Gardner Minshew might be their answer long term. Yeah, right. That's what you do when you want to lose a whole bunch of football games in 2020 so you can get a good draft pick in 2021. That, to me, seems like the most likely spot for the Falcons to trade up to. And if they do, if they get up to number 9, then they're probably going to have their pick of C.J. Henderson and Javon Kinlaw. Derek Brown will probably already be gone. Maybe not, but probably already be gone. And certainly Chase Young will be gone. But that number 9 spot gives them some options if that's what they wanted to do.
It does. And the thing with the Jaguars is that, you know, Doug Marone is back. He seems like he's a lame duck coach. Yep. You know, like he said, Gardner Minshew's there. They got rid of all their players. And if you look at it, if they weren't in that situation that you just pointed out, they would have a lot of the same needs that the Falcons have. I mean, they trade away both their starting corners. You know, Bouye, he's in Denver now. We know where Jalen Ramsey is. The franchise pass rusher, he's unhappy. They get rid of their leader on defense, Calais Campbell. They're one of their better defensive linebackers, Devin Smith. We don't know where he at. I mean, Miles Jack's not playing well. I mean, they are a disaster.
What a disaster.
They are a disaster when you look at that.
What is the problem? Because it's been years now. And Dante Fowler, look, he didn't say it directly, but he's one of the many that have left Jacksonville and just sort of rejuvenated their career because of what was happening there. Like, what is the issue down there? Is it general? Is it ownership? Like, what's happening?
I think it's all encompassing, man. You know, when you look at, you know, the way – because – I just go back to when we used to play the Jaguars with David Garrard and Stroud and Henderson were there and all those guys. Dude, they were a tough, rugged football team under Jack Del Rio with Fred T and those guys. And the fans loved those teams, man, because they were hard-nosed and everything. I just believe that in any situation, if you win, they will come. You know what I'm saying? But then all of a sudden they started losing, and then you go to the Blaine Gabbert area. Then you think you can solve it by putting a damn pool in there, dude. And then, you know, they started putting the trash bags over the top part so it looks like it's, you know, don't look as empty as it was. Then they had a resurgence, and they were able to find a way to almost beat the Patriots. And then I don't know what the hell happened. I honestly don't know what the hell happened after that, because after that, it just went all the way downhill from there. And right now, they're in a bad, bad spot right now. And you know what? I feel bad for Leonard Fournette, dude, because he's all they got, man. He's all that they got right there. That's why you would think they would try to move him, too. I mean, if you're going to go all the way in, go all the way in, because I don't think that, you know, they're going to be good this year. I think Doug Marone will be fired at some point during the year, and they'll just move on from there. But, yeah, it's a blank storm down there.
Remember that cross-country RV trip that Gardner Minshew was going on? Has anybody checked in on that? Like, did he make it? Is he all right? Because I was worried he was going to catch it. Maybe that's part of why the coronavirus has spread. He's just driving across the country being nasty.
I just thought that he looked, you know, I was just worried about him getting jacked. You know, him putting people in his business and letting them know where he's going to be at. And somebody just jack him for his Winnebago.
Maybe he did. Like, we haven't heard from Gardner Minshew in months.
Leave him on a deserted road out in New Mexico somewhere or something, man. I respect your game, respect your hustle, and, you know, you want to get people involved in your life. But, dog, you can't be telling everybody where you at all the time, man.
Not with a nice brand new Winnebago. Yeah.
Somebody going to get you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.